What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the All Days Off podcast. I'm Alex Irons, and here's my co-host, Corey Oskowitz.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back. We have a very special guest today. Keep it going. Make some noise for our boy, Talon Harris Jr., everybody.
What's going on? Why are they not clapping?
Clap it up, if you will, please.
Clap. Come on. Jesus Christ, guys.
What's going on,
Tough crowd.
Little inside podcast. We start off every podcast with three claps from Corey so that we get it lined up.
Good claps.
They were really good today, claps, so that means that it's going to be a good one.
It's like
that's professional like production shit.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, we don't fuck around here.
People don't do that.
Yeah, this isn't no fucking Target, okay?
I actually feel like it's like the first thing that everybody learns when they start a podcast. It's like, dude, you do the clap? Clap, man?
The clap's huge. It really brings everything together. It's fucking sick. Well, the crowd needs to do a better job welcoming our boy. He is here, comedian, rapper, singer, renaissance man, all the above. He's got a show, Give Me a Break comedy show. When
yes,
is it?
Sir, man. It's a show that I created with Luis Galilei,
yep.
Julio Diaz. We produce it every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Bowery Electric.
Fuck yeah. Come through.
I've blacked out there before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have too.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they make them drink kind of strong.
Oh, dude, I've had friends get kicked out of that place before. One of them ended up in the hospital that night.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. You think they do that on purpose?
Like, yeah, so I don't think I'm allowed there, but you guys should totally go check out the show. I will not be. No, I don't think I'm not actually.
I did see
a
picture on the wall.
The bouncers just want to fucking kick people out, so they tell the bartenders to make the drink stronger.
Yeah,
like, we're in the mood to fucking knock some heads right now.
I'm not gonna. I got into an argument one show with one of the security guards there. Like he was, I guess it was like his. It's ironically, it was like last show we had. So we're upstairs in Bowery. There's an upstairs and there's a downstairs. We used to be downstairs when they first like opened up.
Yeah,
like after post pandemic. But it's a music venue, so, you know, they're going to cater. It's fucking a drum set down there.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, there's a whole fucking bandstand down there. But, so, we eventually moved upstairs, but I like it up there.
Yeah, it seemed like a chill spot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But last week, last show, this past Wednesday, downstairs was a Taylor Swift party.
Oh, really?
No,
not like her album release party. Just
no,
like
just like
Taylor Swift themed party.
Yeah. And I got into an argument maybe it was a month or two ago. It was another Taylor Swift party.
Oh my God.
Yo, the Swifties are coming after you.
But they had this new security guard and he was just like, we just got into this big argument because he wouldn't let Julio pee.
Yeah.
go inside the pee.
Really?
I don't know. It was so weird. And I'm like, yo, bro, we fucking produce a show here. He was like, nobody told me nothing about, like, he was just like,
you don't look like Taylor Swift.
He was like, yo, man,
I'm a tight ship
here.
I
would have known about that if y'all was producing the show. I'm like, bro, chill. Are you kidding me, bro? Get Megan. Tell Meg, like, we, and I don't know, I was drunk, you know?
Yeah.
I was like 5 tequila pineapples in.
Oh, that's my fucking shit. Dude, tequila's
pineapple
soda.
Pineapple juice.
Bro, it's the best.
Like, why don't we have more pineapple juice drinks?
Why isn't that the default, right? Like, at the diner, the default is OJ. I'd rather get some fucking pineapple juice.
Pineapple juice with a little bit of tequila?
Yeah, with tequila in it.
It'll wake me up a little bit.
With my pancakes.
We need the yerba mate. Do they have a yerba mate pineapple flavor?
Oh, the yerba mate.
Oh, that's
the
how
tea,
it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
saying it wrong.
In Argentina. It's
I'm
mate.
Saying it. I said it. Thank you for clearing that up because I just
thought it. Did you call it mate?
I was for the last 2 days that I've been drinking it, but. Thank you for
oh, yeah,
you saved me so much like
that's why I started abroad for us this moment right here.
Why you want to go to Argentina? I just want to correct people when they say mate instead of mate.
Why
did you say mate? You mean mate.
Okay. My friend, please. Please. Don't insult the culture that I appropriated for 4 months.
Yeah.
What is that drink from?
From Argentina. I think it might be South America in general, but Argentinians like it's like a social thing. It's like they're smoking.
150. Wait, they smoke it?
No. It's like they treat it like smoking. They like pass it around and it's in like one hot teacup and you drink it through like a metallic straw.
That's
and it's like hyper caffeinated.
That's
shit.
Fucking like culty.
Yeah.
That is. I need some hyper caffeine right now.
Yeah.
It's fucking tough. Fucking
We've been doing the opposite of hyper caffeine. A lot of Delta 9.
Yeah.
Fucking have a yerba mate party. You pass around a fucking. A chalice of yerba.
Yeah. Yerba mate's got to give us some sort of money after this episode.
Yerba. Yeah. I'm saying it wrong.
You're
now
still pronouncing
again.
It wrong.
Whatever.
Yerba mate. It's funny now.
You're making it seem like it's a drink from fucking Australia.
Yerba mate.
The mate does it. It gives me more of a bistro vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Some pizzazz to it.
Can I get the mate?
You mean the mate? You want to get the Vegemite, please?
Maybe the bouncer for the show was just a huge Swift fan. He's like, name top five Taylor Swift doing songs, and he just couldn't do it.
I wouldn't have gotten in.
Like, driver's license.
I would be like,
you want to take a piss? What did Taylor's last album do first week? Go.
I would have just been like, you know what, dog? I'm just going to pee outside. That's cool.
Wait, so I don't even think we ever got to, when is the show?
Oh, Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m.
Okay, Wednesdays, 8 p.m.
Doors, 7:30.
Didn't you used to run another show? It was a Kush friendly show. It was a Delta 9 friendly show. How'd that work?
Oh, the gas party show?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to bring it back. I did two installments of it. But yeah, you just rent. I'd be renting out a space. It's usually one of those.
And they're always just okay with you.
I mean, I make sure that it's okay. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, we smoke here. This is going to be...
It's chill. Yeah. And they're like, fuck yeah.
That's just not really hard to find today. Especially not in Brooklyn. It's mad little speakeasy shits you could find.
In Brooklyn now, you have to smoke weed in order to come into it.
Yeah. There's this place right around here that's like basically a garage. And I'll walk by there a few times a week. And there's like just a huge weed party. And people just handing out cards. Like, come on in. I'm like... It's like the Cat Williams bit. I was like, I got shit to do today. Like, I can't come in right now. I'll be back again though.
It's like 2 p.m. on a fucking Wednesday.
Yeah,
some shit.
Like hilarious. But you just like the whole block just like fucking reeks, and you walk by and there's just smoke coming out of this garage. So yeah, I think venues are pretty open to it these days. Even before it was legalized, whatever. I don't think anyone really gave a shit.
Yeah, my fucking smoke shop downstairs just sells it, and you could use a credit card to buy. It's crazy.
It's really weird. Nuts. There's one bar where they do comedy, which may have closed down. Do you ever go to Karma Lounge?
No, I don't think I've been there.
They let you smoke cigarettes indoors, which you don't see anywhere.
That is
I've done a show there.
I've done a show there. It's insane.
Yeah, it's just like reeks of bugs and shit. And you're just like, I feel like I'm...
Everyone's just ripping. It's like hilarious. So you feel like you're back in like the early 2000s.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like I'm in a bowling alley or in like a fucking casino.
You know, they used to fucking smoke cigarettes on airplanes until like the 90s.
That's crazy. Wild. That's something I think about often.
That's just insane.
Every time I get on a plane, I'm like, would this be the smoking section?
Would they just do it while they're sitting?
Yeah.
Next to my baby or something?
Having a smoking section is like the most idiotic thing. Like, the smoke is going to just like stay in the one section.
It would be like condensed.
You're hotboxing fucking Newports on Delta.
Nonstop. For 6 hours.
What?
There's no way that it doesn't reek on that plane every time you got on.
How many peanuts, people? Water, cigarettes?
I want to call my dad and be like, what was it like? Marlboro's, peanuts?
Peter's, what? Peter's.
Peanuts. There were babies on the plane.
Yeah, that's insane.
Babies
holding your baby.
Probably pregnant women.
You're
fucking
having a polite conversation. Hey, so what do you do for work?
You want a hit?
It's like, I wonder why my kid is having learning disabilities in middle school.
Oh, I was a frequent flyer. It makes sense. I was Delta Gold. That's why my kid's a fucking moron.
Why does my 5-year-old sound like he's 66?
Daddy. Can you pick me up from school? Hey, Pops.
That's me.
Wait, so when did that stop?
The 90s. Sometime in the 90s. Insane. Yeah, that's insane.
So I was born in 91. It's possible that I was on a flight that like people were smoking. That explains why I'm so fucking hilarious.
We should like look at it like, we should start a study. When did cigarettes start?
Like really pick up?
When did Surgeon General warning?
Oh, like when did the warning about start? I feel like that was like the late 80s.
When did flying start? When did smoking start? Yeah. And then all the way to the 90s. Yeah.
It started with the Wright brothers.
Study all those babies. There's some kind of connection to like something bad that happens.
But if we're on an airplane, how are we going to smoke cigarettes? Oh, don't worry about it. Okay. We're good.
Yeah, people were like just love cigarettes so much. Like, wait. If we fly, can we still smoke? And Delta's like, fuck yeah, dude. Whatever.
They used to promote that shit as like good for you or something. I forgot.
No, there actually were commercials saying that. It's great for anxiety.
I mean, maybe, yeah. I guess so. It definitely does the trick.
But, yeah, I... I want a plane where you can just like smoke pot on. That would be hilarious.
That's cool.
That'd be too much. I don't know. I don't need like the secondhand smoke going into the fucking the pilot's deck. You know, I don't need him. I don't need him chilling. Yeah, you know? I don't need him getting secondhand high while he's fucking flying a fucking.
It's like we've arrived like 5 hours ago, but. Got plenty of gas. I just wanted to hang out up here.
It's a pretty nice day out right now. Good news, we're doing a second round of food service for the entire cabin.
Was there any extra Doritos or something?
Everyone's getting extra Cheez-Its on this flight.
It just goes on the thing like, hey guys, everything's all right. We're going to arrive on time. I just wanted to know, anyone have Funyuns?
Is there a... No, we don't need a doctor. Is there just somebody with Funyuns on board? But no, we were talking... Bring it up because we were talking about getting drug tested for like looking for jobs and shit. And you were mentioning you bought the synthetic urine.
Yeah.
What website was it? There's like one website where you like buy all that shit.
I don't know.
Fakepiss.org.
Something like that.
Was it Amazon? Was it might have been like GMC or some shit.
Yeah.
Wait, so you bought it off Amazon?
Nah, I don't think
that'd be hilarious.
I don't think it was, like one of those health shits or something.
Because I got it too. I think it was from a website that was like passadrugtest.com or something like that. Yeah.
The Beyond section at Bed Bath.
Yeah.
But yeah, it worked.
Hell yeah.
It worked. I got the job and I don't know.
I never ended up using it for the record.
So you just stopped smoking.
Yeah, but I stopped for like months, like 3 months. Because I was unemployed and looking for a job.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I don't even know why I bought it. I was like really just bugging out about it, even though here's why I bought it. I got a bunch of at-home urine tests and I was misreading them the entire time. Mm-hmm. So it was like 3 months in. I'm like, I'm still testing positive for it. But the thing is, like, I thought you had to see a full line, but they're like, if you see any hint of a line, you're good. And I didn't know that. I thought you needed like a thick.
That's how long does it take? Annoying.
So I think ultimately after like a month and a half, I was good.
Okay.
Like Julio stopped smoking weed and he still was testing positive like even after a month.
Really?
Damn, that's fucking crazy. That's too much work.
I was doing stuff. I was like doing everything you were supposed to do, like taking like those pills that like drain
you're
you out.
Oh, you probably doing some. Okay.
I was doing some. I was doing some PED stuff.
Yeah, the prune juice shit. some prune juice cycles.
Yeah, I was like, I was sweating more.
You take a gallons of prune juice into a sauna.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that was the motivation to work out. You got to pass this drug test, dude.
Yeah.
Time to hit the gym.
Christ.
So you used it and it worked.
It worked. I got the job. I don't know. My nuts was hot, you know, because it comes with the little heat pack that you rubber band to it to make sure, you know, because I think piss got to be a certain temperature.
Yeah.
So.
It comes out. It's like cold like the Rockies, like Coors Light. I don't think they'll probably be like, something's up here.
It was like, what's going on? Yeah.
Also, if it comes out like, yo, we could brew coffee in this shit.
They're like, your piss is at a temperature of a dead man. Like, you okay?
How did you get pissed from a dead guy? How did you do that? But like, I remember reading the instruction. It's like, first of all, the heat pad they give you is literally like a glove warmer for when you ski. Like that's how they repurposed it.
Yeah.
To pass a drug test.
The
fucking instructions are so complicated. It's like you gotta like pour it in, and if it feels hot, just gotta let it sit there. I was like way too intimidated to even mess
with
it.
Yeah, it's tough. That's tough.
But I still have it. If anyone needs some synthetic urine, I think I got it somewhere around here.
On the DL. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Keep it low key. That's funny though. If because it was an are you still doing that or no?
Oh, nah.
Yeah, a while ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
That'd be hilarious if you bought it off Amazon for the Amazon job. They track your purchases.
I wonder if they have fucking synthetic piss on Amazon.
That'd be funny.
I've heard that those are brutal jobs working for Amazon.
They do. It's not worth it.
Yeah. That was a job where they didn't let you piss.
Yeah.
They didn't let you piss.
Because I don't
know.
They got
like called it for shit.
Because I know they're starting to like basically track their employees and like what they're doing and like
if they're stopping and
how much time. Yeah. Basically.
they have wildlife coon urine. That sounds very racist.
Yo, what could that possibly, what could you want raccoon piss for?
That is fucking weird.
It says coon piss?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's like you tested positive for raccoon.
Oh shit, that was one time.
You have rabies, it seems like.
You got the job, but you should probably get that checked out. We were talking about I assume when you're talking about video games, assume that's something that is very fun to do when you're stoned.
Your cat's named Kush.
Your cat's named Kush.
My cat's name is Kush. She's orange like Kush.
Adorable.
Fucking weed and video games, they just go together so beautifully. Yeah. I don't know.
It's like a work of art, really.
It's almost like the people who make video games, they smoke weed or something.
They pay 100%. Right. They're getting high just to be like, all right, now I know what our users want. Yeah.
What are you guys on? What's your game?
You know me, I'm running Fortnite.
Fortnite?
Hell yeah. I fucking love that shit. Some FIFA.
I actually don't play that much. The only game I really ever... I like the sports games, and I play a lot. I played NHL a lot.
I need to get NHL.
Not gaming currently?
Not gaming currently, no.
What's your system?
Xbox. Yeah, you a PS4 guy?
I'm Xbox.
Xbox.
Are we not tagged up? I have to get
my shit, dude, for sure.
I don't play Fortnite, but play Call of Duty?
I used to play Call of Duty, like Modern Warfare, and then I tried to get into Warzone. I'm like, there's nothing to chop here. I need to chop some wood.
I played Fortnite one time. That was the most fun part. I was going to sit here chopping shit.
Dude, just chopping.
He said, the shooting people is fun, but when am I going to build some shit?
Bro, I'm trying to chop these. I was like trying to chop buildings. They're like, you can't do that. I'm like, what do you do then? You just get shot? But I love playing like Modern Warfare, like Zombies when it came out was sick. I used to do that shit.
Zombies is fun.
Yeah.
I think what I liked about video games, like when I played Halo, I liked the story, like playing like whatever the actual game.
Yeah, that's fun.
I liked that more than doing like the...
I used to like that maybe like Halo, the first Halo, second Halo. I think towards like 3, it was just like multiplayer.
Yeah.
All multiplayer.
Yeah.
But playing a co-op, like playing with somebody, that's just mad fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, those were great.
I loved like the Call of Duty. Those stories too were a lot of fun. But then once you get into like playing it live, I get very intimidated. I'm like, I suck at this. Stop talking shit about me, dude. It's my first time.
Yeah. Fucking, I remember back in the day before like Xbox Live, we used to do like the System Link shit. So I remember we used to just go to one kid's crib, Manny, in his basement, put two Xboxes together, play 4 and 4, one TV on this side, other TV on that side.
Yeah, interesting.
Shit like that is just...
Woo. I've never done that, yeah. Gets me fucking going. Yeah. Do you know who's a big gamer? Also, by the way, me and Talent, we work at Caroline's together. We're coworkers and shit. That's how we met. Sir. You know who's a big gamer? Who? Dennis, the bartender.
Yeah,
he's a like, big gamer. He makes like money best. Doing this shit. Yeah, he makes a lot of money doing that. Yeah. He was telling me.
That's intense. That's dope, though.
Yeah.
I have a friend from college who went to, like, the regional finals of, like, a Madden competition. He's just, like, insane at video games. And he told me, like, he would just run the same play on defense every time and picked up a glitch and knew exactly when the snap was going to happen. And that's what it's all about. Yeah, it's, like...
finding the glitches.
But that's a certain skill, like, to be able to find that shit.
I feel like everybody wanted to be a professional gamer, though, at one point.
It sounds sick. Just, like, chilling.
I remember watching fucking True Life, I'm a Professional Gamer.
I remember watching that. Yeah. They would literally bail on work to, like, go home and game. Yeah. And they show up, like, an hour late to Blockbuster. Like, dude, where have you been? Training, motherfucker.
It was, like, mad sad. There was, like, one with, like, a whole house of people that just, they play video games together.
Yeah. They were addicted. It was so addicted.
The thing about that now is you could do both. You could work from home and play Fortnite. Yeah. It's the greatest thing ever. Yeah. It's fucking sick. In between running those Excel reports, just hop on Fort, chop some rocks. And
chop some rocks. And I figured out why you like zombies, because you could do a little building in there.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, you gotta repair the fucking wall and shit.
There's a little bit of building.
Holding X near those walls is my favorite part of zombies.
That's hilarious.
Just holding X.
Yeah, just holding X, repairing the window.
So, have you ever played, like, Minecraft?
No, I haven't.
No?
No.
Like, you'd be into that. I haven't gotten into it, but it's pretty much people building their own, like, structures and shit.
I'm horrible at building. I just like chopping.
Yeah. He's not building anything. He just collects mad wood.
I have a lot of materials.
You should play Fruit Ninja.
I love Fruit Ninja. Sing, sing, sing.
There's this fucking game called Gang Beasts. You ever heard of that?
Nah.
It's fucking hilarious. It's just like this melee game where you'd have to see it to understand how funny it is. It's just the animations, the way like they're just like slapping.
Moving.
It's just people picking each other up. It's pretty much like a battle royale type thing where it's like King of the Hill type game. And like you're trying to be the last person on the structure.
Yeah.
But it's
like a Mario Party game.
Yeah. It's
when you're just like running
Super
around.
Smash and you're against the hand and you're just fucking... You're getting clocked out there.
I loved incorporating drinking in games. We would do, like Birrio card or whatever, but we did it with NHL where you like... You couldn't play while you were drinking, but you had to finish a beer each period, and it was 2-on-2. So like you had to strategize, like, okay, I'm gonna drink, and then the other guy keeps playing.
One beer for the
one beer per period. Okay. So that's 3 beers in like 15 minutes.
Oh my god!
And then we would play like best of 7.
Fuck.
And then we would go to a bar and like play darts and be like hitting people with darts. We were just so fucked
just
up.
Throwing darts at people.
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
I think that's another bar that they're like, yeah, don't come back this, here. Sorry, we played 14 games of beer.
This is extreme sports, right?
Yeah. This was like, that was like a post-college activity that we would do a lot. And like,
throw
all,
darts
all
at
my
people.
Friends now, on the beer HL, all my friends that are like engaged with girlfriends are going to be like, hey, anyone available for some beer HL and darts tonight? You're on your own, buddy.
Yeah.
So you guys met at Caroline's. You were working the door. And you wait there?
Yeah, server.
There's a lot of jobs you can do at comedy clubs. I would have a panic attack. I would literally break down crying if I had to serve tables.
Can't.
I would not be able to do it.
They asked me once, and I was just like, nah, it's all good. And they're like, you'll make more money. I'm like, I'm telling you, you don't want me doing this.
Honestly, bro, it's not. Stand up is harder. Stand up is harder than serving there. Once you get... You just have to, like, I had to, like, get in my head to not panic. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I also kind of look at it like stand-up in a way where it's, like, just slow down, you know?
Yeah.
Relax. You're going to get the drink when you can. It's like, if the drink's not made, I'm not going to fucking freak out because somebody's like, just relax.
Yeah, people would always be so stressed. I do nothing at the door. Like
I've worked
really
doors at comedy
chill.
Clubs. It's literally nothing.
I really just chill, and then I'd see like Becca or someone else, and they'd just be like, come back, like, oh, fuck. Like, so stressed. And I was like, yeah, I'm just like... I'm holding this door.
Are you here for the show?
I'm holding the door.
I don't let them get to me, man. I'll be in there fucking high as fuck, just like... I figured out how to speak to people the least amount of time. You know what I mean? Get your order, put it in the machine, bring your shit out. That's...
Yeah, just give them the french fries.
Are you guys done? You want to check? Close them out. Get the fuck out. You want a Caroline's glass? Get the fuck out.
I would spill so much. I'd like trip over people and shit.
Dude, I'm a huge spiller. We're both spillers. I would never.
That happened to me. I think one time I was asked to like bring somebody a drink or something, and I tripped over somebody's foot and spilled. I was like, never again.
Go back to the door, piece of shit.
I've definitely spilled like Prosecco on a whole Prosecco on a lady. Like,
oh really? Jesus Christ! How'd that go?
I just got her a free drink.
Oh nice.
Just got her.
Sorry for ruining
your
entire outfit.
Oh my God! So sorry. I'm gonna get you a free drink on the house.
Oh, just like, I'm sorry. I'll dump it on myself. We're even. I'm sorry.
Look, we're even.
Yeah, Callens is awesome though. Like, there's so many cool people you run into. Like, Idris Elba used to work the door. He came in one day and like he just like came up to me, like dapped me up. He's like, I used to do what you do. I was like, yeah, I'm holding it down out here.
He's
so
like
an Idris
he's
Elba,
like,
man.
Continue the lineage. Continue the lineage, man.
Just like me, man. You're gonna
down.
Be just like
I got,
me.
I got Stringer Bell telling me like, you holding it down, man. The door.
That's fucking crazy. I heard he used to sell weed.
Yeah, I heard that too. He used to fucking, I think he denied it. Oh, and actually, he said it on SNL.
That's hilarious.
I don't know. It's fucking hilarious. So many like people you run into and
such
shit.
Statue of limitations, isn't it? Yeah.
Sorry, you're talking about waiting, serving at comedy clubs. And if it's crowded, there's this one serve. It's one guy doing the whole thing for 70 people.
Oh my God.
And yeah, like, it always takes so long that we have to like extend the show. We're like running around looking for
Why
comics.
Why do they do that?
It's insane.
They're trying to be cheap?
I don't know what, I mean, like, I think if he gets like a help, he needs to like split the tips or whatever. But like, it's just, but I'm hosting, so I'm like, this is fucking infuriating. But at the same time, if I was that guy, we would have been there for 3 nights. Like, this show would literally be a marathon.
They don't let you leave until you see the last comic.
Yeah, like, I was just like, I would just have a fucking breakdown if I had to do that.
Yeah, dude, my shit would be covered in, like, fucking meat sauce. There'd be so much marinara all over me.
Speaking of food, like, this guy is serving the drinks and making the nachos, which is like the only thing on the menu, but he's still gotta make them himself.
The nachos, I love the like.
He's
the
like running everything.
Yeah, like literally,
he's
and,
the
and
doorman.
He's gotta run the checks, and he's gotta ring everybody up. It's insane.
That's nuts. It's fucking sick though. You do run into a lot of cool people at Carolines also. I saw J.R. Smith once there. It was pretty cool.
That's hilarious.
Bro, he was, yo, hot. He came from your Gaslight show. Yeah, I was like, I know where you came from. Bro, it was fucking hilarious. He was just fucking, you could just tell, man. You're just like, that's hilarious.
Oh, I think I did see him there too. And he was hanging out in like by the bar area too.
Yeah. He was just chilling at like a random table. I think it was Haha Davis or it could have been another Che show. I forgot, to be honest. Or JB Smoove. JB Smoove was so fucking funny.
JB Smoove? Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, Gilbert Arenas like popped in the other way.
No, no one was coming through at Broadway. Yeah. Funniest thing about it, I would work the door and like they have barkers that like aren't associated with the club at all. And so they're just like trying to make money and they're like, yeah, Tina Fey, Broadway Comedy Club tonight. So I'll be working the door and these people come up to me like, oh, I heard Tina Fey's on the show. I'm like, just another one of these fucking idiots. Like, seriously. I'm like, Tina Fey doesn't even do stand-up comedy. and they're like, so we just got ripped off. I'm like, yeah, it's your New York moment. Enjoy it. And then they start yelling at me like, I want my money back. I'm like, you gave your money to some guy that doesn't even work at this club. Like, I don't even work at this club. I have no idea what you want. For me right now.
That's we want somebody to yell at, and it's going to be you, Alex.
They would start yelling at me, this is a scam. I'm like, you're telling me. There's so many people took videos of me. I'm like, I'm going to post this on YouTube. I'm like, go for it. It's a fucking credit if you put it on YouTube.
That's get hilarious. Some clout. You need
yeah,
that.
I was like smiling for the camera when they were filming me.
It's like, hey, it's above me.
I'm just chilling,
this
okay?
It's above my pay grade. Right?
One woman was literally like, I am not leaving until I get my money back. I was like, you will be here until you die.
you run into anybody, like any specific stories in Carolines that you're just like, yo, fuck. That was crazy.
I feel like, no. I mean, definitely, I'm going to think of something and...
You'll be like, yeah. You'll be taking a shower next Tuesday. Fuck, I should have said that on All Days Off.
Yeah, just call us. Call in and we'll get you on.
We'll re-edit the episode. I remember Jaylen Brown came in once and he was hitting on the old hostess, which was like hilarious. I was just like watching all of that. It was go down. I think she copped digits. So I was like, that's fucking sick.
That's hilarious.
He's got to go back, play for the Celtics.
I don't think I had a crazy like, wow moment. Like, you know, just meeting...
Yeah, meeting people is fun.
Meeting the famous people.
It's pretty nuts.
Oh, I actually did have a dope moment on my birthday last year.
Yeah.
Like, Michael Blackson did, like, a little shout-out for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's actually, like, knows my dad from, like, back in the day and shit. So, it's like, he did some like, yo, you. It was back when I had, like, my locks and shit.
Yeah.
He's like, he looked like a broke rapper or some shit. Like that. I had a video on my phone. I'll show
that's
you.
Hilarious. That's pretty crazy. Your dad was a comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still a comedian.
Yeah.
He's still
going out
every day.
I worked one of his shows. They were so, all of them were so fucking funny.
He's
hilarious.
Fucking a beast. Like, and he's getting, it's scary because he's getting, I feel like he's getting funnier. He's
yeah.
like,
oh, really?
Over 50 years
yeah.
old.
Yeah.
He just made 30 years.
Like, old man, 30 it's my years. Turn, okay?
You oh, say he's 50?
A little over 50.
Okay, so we started like early 20s?
Yeah.
That's crazy, though, having like a dad that's like a successful
I
comedian.
I just turned 29,
and shit.
So he was like a year in when I was born. So.
Yeah, my dad's in construction, so.
So he's pretty bummed about you?
Yeah, he's just like,
oh,
why can you be in construction?
That's why
fuck?
You fucking like Fortnite and shit.
Yeah, just
wow,
want to be like you,
bro.
Dad. And we're... I'm working it up. That's funny.
Hilarious.
He walks in on you playing video games like, there's my boy chopping wood. Yeah. That's my kid.
That's funny.
Chop that wood.
It's like instead of like, you know, going home for you, like after a baseball game, your dad's like giving you like pointers. Like, you can't take that swing here. You can't, like after your comedy shows, like, hold that here. Wait for the pause. The laughs will come. That's crazy though. Just like having a...
Honestly, is that ass he really does. Like, hey, pause a little bit right there.
Yeah.
He's throwing me tags.
Yeah, got a nice little coach. It's sick.
Yeah.
Was he like pumped when you wanted to get into it? Did you feel like it was like bound to happen?
I wouldn't say he was pumped because he told me later on, but like he let me get a year in before he actually like was hands on.
Yeah.
And like, you know, throwing me on shows and stuff like that. Because he wanted to make sure it's something I really wanted to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he knows how, like, people come and go.
Yeah.
And how brutal this is. It's like, if you don't love it, you're not going to...
Yeah, you can't do
ain't
it.
No money in it.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, if you don't love it, you're going to fucking... You're gonna quit.
It's like when people think you do it for fun. You can't do it for fun, or else you won't be able to do it.
Yeah.
Like you won't get spots. Like, you gotta just like eat shit.
Yeah.
And like you gotta keep going. And
facts.
It is what it is. It's fucking sick.
Yeah,
it's
fucking sick.
It's fucking sick.
It's fucking masochistic.
You just talk about how brutal it is. It's fucking amazing, dude. I'm so glad.
I fucking love this shit, bro. Yeah.
Sometimes you really do. There's points where you're like, fuck this, right? Yeah. And anyone's gonna have like a point where like, fuck this shit. But like, if you keep going back and still doing it, despite all the shit you're eating, it's like, all right, well, I guess that's really all I need to know.
I'm in too deep.
Sometimes it does feel that way. It's been too long.
It's an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
It's love, hate,
coming back to your ex.
But it's also a great excuse to never get into a relationship.
Yeah.
Or really commit to anything else.
Can't. I have a show tonight.
Dude, I literally did this last night. Had plans with my college boy for like a week. And we were going to get dinner or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I got asked to do a show. I got like an hour. And we're eating dinner and my food comes up. I was like, can I get it to go? I got to get the fuck out of here. I was like, send me a Venmo, buddy. He's like, all right, fuck you.
I can't be your parent.
It's the grind, man. I'm sorry. If I say no, they'll never ask me again.
That's how spontaneous it is, man. That's why I like it, too. It's like you never know what to expect.
Yeah.
You also always have something to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're never lonely. Yeah. You can always go like
you're always lonely.
People. Yeah.
And it's not like you ever like conquer comedy. Like,
yeah, it's never.
It's like you always got to keep just doing new shit. You got to keep
going.
Developing. Even if you have bits that work, like they change with you. You know what I mean? They become different.
You get better. You get older. You could change those bits and everything, and just
it's been happening
make
to
it
me.
More you.
I've been doing like older, earlier bits.
Yeah.
Like I feel like because my writing was ahead of my performance. So now that I know how to like my timing is like better.
Yeah.
And I'm like more comfortable on stage. It's like I'm doing older bits with more like, and then now they're like hitting harder and shit.
Yeah.
It's dope.
I like occasionally will go back and listen to like really old recordings. Some of them like even like from mics.
I'm so scared of them, man.
Dude, they're brutal. It's so especially I was listening to like some of the first mics I ever did. I was like, I can't believe I thought I was good at this. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
You gotta be delusional.
Yeah,
you gotta be delusional at the beginning.
But my point is like you listen to a joke, I'll be like, I forgot about that joke. I told it one time at a mic and it didn't do well. But like when you're actually get better at performing, like, that doesn't mean it wasn't a good joke. You can go back to that.
And sometimes it's like it's not even that what you say isn't funny. Sometimes people just don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
This is like you make an obscure-ass reference. Yeah. Like, it's like, yeah, I don't get.
Yeah. Remember in the first Halo, the second.
Remember the fucking Halo 2, that fucking third level. I hate that fucking that grunt comes out. Right?
Oh, not a Halo crowd. Okay, cool.
Okay, losers.
Seems like you guys all beat the third level pretty easily. I get it.
But it is cool that also that because your dad said, I'll give you a year. Because I feel like your dad's seen a shit ton of comedy. And you can't tell when someone first starts if they're going to end up being good or not. But your dad probably could have a barometer of like, he would be honest with you. Like, listen, man, it's just not for you.
Yeah. Fucking, he shows me like, he tells me that I'm a better writer than he was at. At my time.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
He was saying like they like during his time it was more about being like more animated or just like, you know,
I see that.
Like theatrical and
instead,
you gotta put on
writing,
a show.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Def Comedy Jam. You gotta be so I guess he was saying I'm more introspective than he was at my when he was my age and shit like that. But
yeah.
He's a beast, man.
Yeah,
never seen
going.
A bomb, man.
Yeah,
never.
That'd be awkward.
Not once. Like,
he's like, you'll get him next time.
He's like, I've seen him like wrestle with rooms, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes
he still
like,
gets it going,
but it's like,
but he always knows he's gonna get them eventually.
He always gets them.
Yeah.
He's a fucking killer, funniest man.
And so, like, how often is he like performing now? How often is he getting up?
Every.
Still do it every night.
Not every night, probably, but he's working every week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean,
yeah.
I think he's in Virginia or something now, or DC. No, he's in DC, I think.
Okay.
He's always the coast. He does a lot of East Coast. You know, he's up and down the coast.
Some world tour, not your girls tour type shit.
Yeah.
I need to start touring.
Yeah, but like you're saying, it's more animated. Now it's like so much more about like talk about yourself. Like we want to hear about you. Like how are you unique?
Yeah.
And also like your dad came up in an era where like social media wasn't a fucking thing. And now like that's a whole different layer. And now you realize like it's not just about like being funny. It's also you have to do other shit. You can't just making it in stand-up isn't enough anymore.
Yeah,
and
this was
probably barely enough back in the day.
That's so crazy. Like him coming up, it was probably so expensive to like shoot a comedy sketch.
Yeah.
But we can literally like do that shit like right now.
Yeah,
like
with our
5 minutes for free. It's like, it's so weird, but.
These people have these nice ass cameras though that I'm like, shit.
Yo, I just got a Sony camera.
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
How would that run you?
A lot.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I'm going to trade in the volcano for a camera.
Got to take out a loan.
We've had this conversation before. Like, a lot of the comics who are found some success and are putting out really funny sketches, like Gillis, you know, like,
yo,
that's a lot of production value and a lot of work. Like, you got to have money to be funny.
Yeah, I was in a Ryan Long sketch, and it was, like, a whole fucking production.
Yeah.
It was a whole production. He had, like, he had a team. He had, like, three cameras going and, like, little microphones and shit and, like, the shit in pocket. I was just, like...
And he's got the nice computer. I'm sure... I think he edits it all himself, which is, like, a shit ton of work.
You need... Like, I'm trying to run that shit on my Mac, and, like, it's, like, roaring like a... It's a fucking... It's, like, roaring like a goddamn dinosaur.
We're just trying to get one episode on YouTube, and his computer's, like, melting.
It's, like, fucking... And you could preheat chicken with that fucking thing.
Yeah, that thing was $1,200 probably.
Yeah.
And you got it in rose gold, you fucking loser.
It was the only... Yo, it was the only thing left, but I think it's fresh.
It was the only models left.
Yeah, it was the only thing.
Totally, yeah.
We only have one left. You want rose gold, you fucking bitch?
But so you're putting out sketches. I did a show with your buddy who's in your sketches a lot, Jared, who's hilarious. Very good comic.
Funny.
How often are you guys like... Are you writing, and Julio does them too?
Yeah.
Are you guys like getting together a lot and like writing sketches? Do you like, because I feel like everything's an opportunity cost. Anything you're going to spend time on doing sketches is time you're not doing the fucking mic or whatever.
Honestly, it doesn't really take that long for us to shoot sketches. Like the most is like a couple hours with the longer ones when it's like more people because we have to get more like shots of like the close up and shit. But it's pretty loose the way we like. Sometimes it's like I'll come with an idea. Yeah. Jared will just already come with an idea. We kind of, you guys familiar with how they shoot like Curb Your Enthusiasm?
It's kind of like a moving camera kind of situation.
I mean, like I meant like the script. So it's like they'll,
it's loose. Yeah.
So like they'll write what happens, what's supposed to happen. What is it? The motivation of the scene and shit like that. What's supposed to happen in the story, but the lines are all
improvised.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So,
and you do multiple takes.
Yeah. Right. So we'll do multiple takes. Cut the funniest shit in.
Interesting. Yeah. It's a lot of the editing is what it gets it. You just you do a lot of filming. You take the funniest parts of it, and then you just like put it all together in the lowest amount of time for a sketch that you can do.
You just hope your rose gold MacBook Air can handle it.
Yeah, it doesn't fucking melt or explode.
How many gigabytes of RAM on there?
I think 256, which is nothing, right?
Is that enough? Well, that's not the RAM. I think you're talking about the storage.
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta look into that. I gotta call my guys at Apple.
I could just look right in your specs and just just right in the settings.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, man. I mean, it's just so different now. You have to be putting out other shit. I mean, like
you have to do everything. You have to do everything yourself now.
Yeah. I had to learn how to use a fucking mixer to do this.
Yeah,
we're doing it, bro.
Yeah,
we're fucking out here.
We got a ring light. We got a lamp.
Yeah,
that's not a lamp. They don't see that. That's professional light. Yeah. Right?
We got a guy holding the light. Right, thanks, Joe. Thanks for being our lighting guy.
This does sound pretty crisp right now.
It does sound pretty nice.
You gotta give us that. It's fucking clear. This is ready to go.
It hasn't been recording, but it sounds pretty good. So we all grew up on Long Island. You grew up in Central Islip. And what was high school like?
Well, I actually left. I only did ninth grade in Central Islip, and I moved to live with my dad in Mount Vernon.
Okay.
So I went to a private school called Salesian High School in North Shell.
Okay.
So I did most high school there, but No, I guess middle school, elementary, Long Island. It's pretty chill. I don't know. It's
they got good bacon.
You go to the beach in the summer.
Growing up on Long Island as a kid is dope. It's like you ride your fucking bike. It's like
close to the city, greatest city on the planet.
I don't like Melville. Like doesn't have like a town. Mm-hmm. It's just like neighborhoods and shopping centers with like a bagel store and a pizza place. So like there was no bike riding to like go places. I could like ride around the neighborhood. But, my town wasn't like that.
I lived, like, right behind my high school.
Oh, okay.
In a complex. And I was late every day. they called me into the office, like, yo, if you're late again, we might have to, like, you get left back or go to summer. Like, you know, it was like.
Dude, the bike traffic is crazy at the time. Like,
that's pretty all days off of you.
Yeah.
We had, like, a senior cut day in high school. And, like, my first period was just, like, some bullshit class my senior year. Mm-hmm. So I always showed up late. And I ended up having, I was, like, literally the only kid in the senior cut day there because I couldn't miss any more classes. I couldn't graduate.
So sorry, that's guys.
Yeah, it's pretty all days off of me, too.
I definitely. My high school, it was like a 15-minute drive. The districting in Long Island is so dumb. Plainview High School was literally like 6 minutes
You're
away
from
me.
You're way closer.
I had a friend who lived across the street from Hills West and went to Hills East. Like, this shit made no sense. But like, it was like a 15-minute drive. It was so weird that like, I would be on a school bus on a highway. Like, getting on the LIE.
That's crazy,
like, the bus would get on the LIE to get to school. Like, I would get picked up at 5:45 in the morning. It was like fucking insane.
He's going to upstate to jail.
That's what I see.
That's what it felt like some days.
Yeah, that's what I'd see. I love like, when I played like sports, you'd be like lacrosse and you'd see like another school bus next to you, but it's all convicts. So we're just going to play some stickball.
Did you ever do a jail trip in high school?
I didn't, but I know people who did.
Criminal justice.
They take you to jail. That's what they do.
Dude, it scared the shit out of me. I went back to all my friends like, we're not smoking weed anymore. It scared the shit out of me.
But it's funny because the criminal justice, like also a lot of like the fucks, like, you know what I mean? Just like the fucking, you know, scumbag people from the like the high school would be in that class because it's an easy class. So then one of the teachers was my lacrosse coach. So he loved this shit. He'd just like bring these like tough guys in and just to jail. And then they'd just be scared shitless.
It was the most terrifying. Like I was like picturing like Shawshank Redemption, like massive, like multiple levels, and it was just they were like this far away.
Yeah,
it was just like they were right there. It was fucking insane.
That's fun. I wonder if they like tell them like before they come, just be like, yo, scare the shit out of this kid.
Did you speak to they spoke to inmates in the trip?
Yeah. Well, so like literally the hallway where the cell was, like the cells were 5 feet away. Like they could reach out and like grab you. And there were high school girls, like all the guys were young, like,
oh my
you want
God.
Some Italian dick in you, or like some shit like that.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was crazy. And so we were supposed to.
Why did they bring you guys there?
To scare us. I don't know.
Well, it was criminal justice.
Like, yeah, it was the criminal justice class. So, like, this is what our jails are like.
This is, get ready for this. Yeah.
Smoke that weed. This is gonna be you.
And like the class before that, we watched Serpico. Like, okay, yeah, this is like totally the same thing. But we went, and the funniest part of the trip was like we were supposed to go to the female block, and we hear like the cop gets like a thing on, and they're like, we have a inmate tossing urine and and feces around the block. He's like, all right, kids, we're not going to the female block.
Oh my God.
Was it the synthetic shit or?
No, I think it was really
that was the authentic shit.
Yeah, that was real shit.
I don't think anyone in jail is sneaking in fake urine.
Yeah.
Imagine you had like some synthetic shit.
Synthetic duty.
That's a Snickers bar.
Why would you need that? Yeah. That'd be hilarious if they just changed the drug test from piss to shit for some reason.
you ready for this shit test?
You just shit in this cup, please.
Dude, you ever seen the movie Out Cold?
No.
It's an incredible movie. They're drug test. It's like a bunch of like stoner snowboarders, and they're like drug testing him, and one of the guy takes a shit and just puts the cup with the shit. And he's like, well, I don't need to take a shit. I'll just tell you I smoke weed.
That's hilarious.
So fun. Great movie.
You gotta do that sketch, the fucking the shit test.
Yeah, that's another sketch. We're good at sketch ideas, but we never do them.
No.
That's our thing.
I got the
our whole thing is like our sketch ideas always involve like 8,000 extras.
All right, so my sketch idea is just gonna be me doing stand up at Madison Square Garden with 60,000 people, and
or it's like a war scene. Like, all right, we just need like 30 dead bodies.
Yeah, is that okay?
Hey, we could pull some shit off like that. Got a green
some dead bodies.
Got a green
screen. That's true. Yeah. It's crazy with the, I mean, like on the TikTok stuff, they just throw themselves in any background and like it looks real enough to make it funny.
You got a green screen?
I do.
Oh, that's fucking fresh. What do those go for?
Like 100 something.
You can we could do that. We'll do that.
Totally. For like $80.
Fucking.
There's some, you know.
Write it off for tax purposes. That's what you got to do.
LLC?
Yeah, that's what we're doing. All Days Off LLC.
Nice.
That's what we're going to do.
Are we?
Yeah. Are we? Like, I'm witnessing the business deal.
It's it's pending. Are we doing this? Pending right now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I signed that? I signed off on that?
Who do we call? We just like call LLC.com. Like, yo, we're Jews. Can we get one?
Yeah.
LLC'd up.
Instant certification.
Dude, it's kind of crazy. Speaking of All Days Off, it's a holiday weekend. We got Labor Day tomorrow, no work.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday, the Jewish gods just blessed us with Rosh Hashanah right after Labor Day. We got day off. Talent's going to come back to my house. We're going to ring in the Jewish New Year.
Yeah, we're going to do some prayers, eat some apples and honey.
I'm never going back to work.
Yeah. It's fucked up. We talked about this. Like, we were pissed that they don't give everybody off for like Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah because, like, Jews, we need more people on our side, right? Like, we need more people to like us, and nothing gets people to like you like having a day off.
Yeah. Don't we get like something off? Like, what is?
No,
literally
just, like,
not a single Jewish holiday.
Really,
it's like a school holiday.
Yeah, no.
Hanukkah kind of just falls.
It's just with like Christmas.
It just happens.
We're like under the shadows. Yeah.
It's also like it's like the most meaningless Jewish holiday too, which is like the funniest part of the whole thing.
I love how they make Hanukkah the most meaningless because you have to give other people gifts.
Yeah.
There's like it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Dreidels are fucking cool.
They are cool. It's little betting devices that you fucking do.
Dreidels are fucking.
It's fucking.
I remember being so just enamored by them and that
just
song.
Like dreidel,
dreidel. I made you out of clay.
Yeah. There we go.
You just get high. And spit, what's it gonna land on? And then they give you jelly donuts too. That's a thing. Or no, that's a different holiday. I'm fucking terrible.
Did Leonardo DiCaprio have a dreidel?
Yeah, yeah, the Inception. That's a dreidel.
Oh yeah, it was basically pretty much. Yeah. That'd be hilarious if he sung the song. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
That's how it ends.
Is this more reality?
That's funny. Yeah, we're bar mitzvah-ing talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get bar mitzvah. Yeah, bar.
Did you ever been to a bar mitzvah?
Never.
Oh,
ever
really?
Been to any sort of like Jewish celebration?
Wow. Is that the chair?
Yeah, yeah, it's a chair. We fucking throw people up. Hell yeah.
They do that at weddings too.
Yeah, we fucking throw chairs up and shit.
Dude, we got to make a video of us putting like, talent up. We got. All right, here's a sketch. Talent gets bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
You'll officially be a man in the Jewish religion.
Yeah, and then we'll get you, and then we'll put on the Fergie cup, like, fill up my cup.
Mazel tov.
I just want to be in that chair.
Dude, the chair is a blast. I have a funny story about the chair. I was an overweight child and an overweight adult as well. And I have an older brother, and it was his bar mitzvah. And, like, they did put him up in the chair. He gets off. It's my turn. They all assumed I weighed less than him. So, like, three dudes went away, and they put me up, and I fell out of the fucking chair.
You had that silent weight?
Yeah. It was so embarrassing.
Yeah. Like in elevators, it dings when it's too overweight. You should have done that with the chair.
And then I was at a wedding recently, and I like went in there to put my friend up, and my shoulder has been fucked up ever since then.
Damn,
that's what I just realized. That's what it was. My shoulder's been killing me. That's what it was.
From a bar mitzvah?
From a wedding.
Oh, wedding.
The wedding horror. The chair.
Yeah. We'll get some. You'll do your.
A wedding injury is crazy.
Jews, we can party. We like to get fucked up.
We do like getting fucked up. You know?
But you know, Jews, you've been doing comedy for a little while. You
freaking invite me, guys.
When Alex's niece gets bar mitzvahed or bat mitzvahed, whatever. Yeah.
That's in like 11
That's the lady
years.
One?
Yeah.
The bat.
Bat. And then if it's twins, it's B'nai.
Oh.
Yeah, we spice it up a little bit. B'nai, we'll throw a little spice. Bad. Yeah, we throw some shit in there. we'll get you going. We'll throw in some Pitbull songs, some Sweet Caroline, get the crowd going. They fucking love that shit.
The coolest thing about it is like that was the first time you could grind with a girl.
Yeah.
Which I never did.
Grind trains at bar mitzvahs at 13.
Put on like a Lil Jon songs.
Yeah. To the window.
Did you guys watch Hey Arnold growing up?
Yeah, I love that show.
Remember the one with Harold had it to have his bar mitzvah? And he was like, he had to like read
the
shit.
Yeah, he had to read the shit.
Oh, the fat kid. I love how they made the Jew the fat kid.
The fat kid. Well, he's the meat shop guy, right? Yeah, he's
like,
the
I can't read this shit. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
Oh my god! Like I said, I was the fat kid, and I identified with Harold. I remember he was walking down the street, and some girl was like, "Look at that fat man!" And the mom's like, "That's not a fat man, that's a fat boy."
Oh my god!
I was like, ah, god.
That show was fucking great.
There was a very classic stereotypical Jew in that episode, in that he was the landlord, or he's like, I don't have a Damani. It was like Italian but Jewish. It was so fucking weird.
Same shit.
You keep a Damani.
Oh, Oscar. Yo, Oscar, yeah. I like, yo, he was one of my favorite characters, man.
Yeah, they made the landlord Jewish.
Yeah. You keep a Damani.
Remember, he didn't even know how to read. There was an episode he learned how to read. He's reading this fucking children's book. God. He's like, yes, I want to pet the kitty.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
That show was, like, so, if you watch it now, it's like, this is so odd. It was a really fucking amazing show.
It's so, the music on that show.
Yeah.
Good production value.
I've sampled it. I've made beats from the guy who, like, his fucking tracks and shit. He's fucking, his name sounds fucking Asian, but I believe he's a white man.
Hell yeah.
It's like Lang or something.
Lang. Ooh, maybe he's Jewish.
Yeah. Is that Jewish name?
Lang. Hey, Arnold. Lang. I know some Jewish Langs.
Really?
But I also love that the grandpa's like head is just a dick and balls.
Yeah, it does.
You ever see that?
Balls.
Jim Lang.
Yeah, Jim Lang. That is literally his chin is the balls.
I feel like that's just like the creators being dirty. Overtly.
I mean, that was like a thing. They did that in like all Disney movies.
Did they do that though? I feel like people are just looking for stuff, you know? Do you think they're looking for stuff?
Actually, it's a literal dick.
Yeah, that is kind of a...
It's like an actual dick. It's hilarious. I think that has to be intentional. There's no way.
Yeah.
But like SpongeBob, they snuck a bunch of like sexual innuendos and shit in there.
Fucking, those episodes, SpongeBob and Patrick were a fucking gay couple.
Yeah, there were some sus episodes, bro. That's why it's my favorite show.
I mean, nothing against that, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's children.
Look at the first Space Jam. Like, they made that rabbit, like, the hottest fucking character.
Yeah, that's fuckable rabbit.
They made her unhot.
Yeah, they unhotted her.
Did you guys?
I didn't see the new one yet, but I saw what she looked like. I was like, I'm out. I'm not watching.
It's the Quarantine 15.
Yo, that movie, bro, there was one point.
Space Jam 2? I heard it sucked. Did you like it?
It sucked, but it's like, I knew it was going in. I knew it was going to suck, so I just got really high.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm gonna laugh. It's so bad that it's good type of thing. Like, fucking, there was one scene when they were playing basketball. Mind you, they had a girl in there. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the WNBA, but a WNBA player.
Yeah.
She turned her video game, whatever, turns into White Mamba.
Really?
She turned into White Mamba. At one point, she was like, oh no. Was it Lola? I think Lola Bunny passes it to fucking LeBron, like, here, King. Like, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Here, King.
They didn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, King. Like,
I read a review of it. And it's all like, it's like they're being run by an algorithm or some shit, right? And I think it's Don Cheadle is like.
He carries the movie.
Yeah, really? Yeah. That's so fucking 2021.
It's so bad. It's like they just force it. It's like, LeBron's acting is terrible. Mind you, he's a his acting is so bad, they make him a cartoon. For most of the movie.
Yeah, most of the movie.
They make him a cartoon until it's time to play basketball. They're like, okay, he knows how to do that part. We're going to need him for that
part.
He
can dribble. Give him the ball. Give him the ball.
It's like they forced the basketball game.
Yeah, they forced too many like terms.
It's like, I got cool your and son shit. In. To get him back, you're going to play basketball with all the Looney Tunes.
Like, I heard it wasn't even about space. I heard space had nothing to do with the movie.
It was like they...
It was like a computer.
He went into a computer where there was a universe.
Yeah.
It was like some weird just...
Should have been Computer Jam.
It's like...
It sounds like a problem that IT
Everything's
needs to
digital
solve.
And it was weird. The game, the basketball game they were playing, it was like they had like power-ups and triple bonus points. It was just not...
Yeah.
It was weird.
Sounds like Fortnite or some shit.
There was no R. Kelly song.
You needed R. Kelly. I wonder why they didn't put him in. What happened?
Like you need one of those.
Yeah. Maybe R. Kelly was using synthetic piss this entire time.
Imagine.
Yeah, just fake piss. Wanted to see if it felt real.
That's what gets him out of jail?
Yeah.
She's like, Your Honor.
Look through my bank statements.
I'm pretty sure he's like fine. He's getting like mad, like free ramen, probably. Like,
you think he's getting hooked up?
Oh no! Actually, they kind of don't like people that fuck with kids in jail.
Yeah,
who are we talking about?
But it's also R. Kelly, though.
R. Kelly. Yeah. I didn't watch that documentary.
It's also R. Kelly, and like you might get a pass as R. Kelly.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
It's like, damn, man. Grew up on your shit, man. Yeah. I'm not going to kill you. What you did was fucked up, but.
It's like, man, I sure fuck you up, bro.
Yeah.
Sing some shit.
Ignition, the remix right now.
He's actually being forced to sing.
Yeah. It's the remix to Ignition. It's hot and fresh in the kitchen.
It's like, damn, man, y'all know I wrote other songs, right? Nah, do Ignition remix again.
Do the full Trapped in the Closet, the entire thing right now. It's like that. It's like fucking that Ben Stiller war movie when he's just replaying the movie where he's like a fucking.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Special. Yeah. Ed. What was this?
It was
the war movie with the with fucking God, I sound like my mom playing Jeopardy right now.
I forgot what it was called, with Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. Everyone loves Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ben Stiller is just stuck replaying that movie for like that fucking honest, Asian gang that traps
to
him.
To be honest, that might be Tom Cruise's best role ever.
Yeah.
It's up there, top five.
Jerry Maguire was a great movie.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that. I gotta watch that.
It's a great
movie.
Cuba Gooding Jr. fucking is hilarious in that movie.
Yeah.
Show me the money?
Yeah. Yeah.
I seen it I gotta watch it as an adult. I don't think, you know, when you watch it as a kid, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Yeah. I'm just seeing the people move around.
The only mistake in that movie was casting Renee Zellweger. Like, you couldn't get a hotter white actress. There's like Renee Zellweger was so hot in the 90s.
I might have to watch that tonight or tomorrow.
It's a great movie.
It's fucking sick.
Well, you got a fucking party. You're going. Is this like a comic party?
Nah, this is just high school friends.
He's like, actually, you're not gonna know anyone.
No, I mean, if you guys want to go,
no, you're good.
I gotta get ready
network.
For Rosh Hashanah.
We need to mingle.
I gotta get ready for Rosh Hashanah. I gotta do my prayers tonight. But dude, this was so much fun. Thank you for coming down. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Chilling. It's fucking sick.
You ever gonna go back to do what we were doing before? Yeah. We can keep it rolling while we roll up another one of.
Yeah, man. That was fun, though. That was
kosher legal Delta 9.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys, bro, man.
Yeah, you were great. It was fucking so fun.
Do you want to plug your handles or anything?
Yeah, everywhere. Instagram at Talon Harris, Twitter at Talon Harris, Facebook, Talon Harris, but there's two T's at the end of Talent because I don't know, for some reason they won't let me.
Really?
They think it's a fake name.
Yeah, they think it's your dad or something.
But once I add that T, there's like, oh, all right. Yeah. Weird, like, all right. But it's
Talent
weird.
T. Okay.
Yeah. Talent T.
TalentHarris.com, yeah.
Give Me a Break comedy shows on Wednesdays.
Every Wednesday, Bowery Electric.
Check those out.
Fuck with me.
Subscribe, share, do all the above. Tell your friends about our podcast. Make your profile picture, and we're good. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.